Mission Network News 2-Minute Version, Tuesday, March 9, 2004. 3, 2, 1. I'm Peter Brooks with Mission Network News. An investigation in the United Kingdom indicates some charitable organizations are raising money for violent activities in India. They're doing it under the guise of humanitarian aid. David DeGroat of Mission India of Grand Rapids, Michigan.
The British House of Lords has been investigating, and they're finding out that a lot of the money was funneled into extremist Hindu outreach, you might say, in India. People thought they were contributing to disaster relief, and the money was going toward to fund their extremist agenda.
It's unclear how widespread the problem is in the U.S., but it is happening. Meanwhile, with Saddam Hussein in custody and new freedom in Iraq, Iraqis may be ready to respond to Christ. Many Christian leaders and missionaries are turning to the Jesus film to help. A new Old Testament version of the Jesus film is now available. By linking Jesus to the Old Testament patriarchs and prophets who Muslims revere, it shows how Jesus fits into the scope of world history. Workers are asking for 100,000 videos. At a cost of $750 each, funding is needed to help make them available. Meanwhile, victims are now receiving aid in Morocco after a powerful earthquake hit that North African country February 24th. Food for the Hungry's Tamara Dutch.
Over 500 people were killed in this quake, and apparently there's approximately 30,000 people that are living in makeshift shelters right now. It struck in northern Morocco. We have already provided blankets and food.
Food for the Hungry, a Christian humanitarian organization, is helping all in the name of Christ. Dutch is asking Christians to pray and get involved financially. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to receive a free copy of the Voice of the Martyrs Persecuted Church newsletter, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it on our website at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.